It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a Comedy Shoe Shine.
With Sandra Thomas.
Listen up.
Welcome to Comedy Shoe Shine, episode 201. How's it going, Sam?
Oh, good.
What stage is your lung cancer in? I mean to ask.
I don't know. Advanced.
I went to the doctor and he said, "You have Pokemon lung cancer."
Yeah.
He said. He's like, here's
the good news. I got good news, I got bad news. I can see that you're already level 27.
28 now.
28, and you have a bunch of, you know,
decent Pokedex going. Yeah.
Yeah. Bad news is you're going to die of lung cancer, but you might be able to make it to level 4.
Yeah, he's like, I'm amazed. This smoke actually would have been entirely harmless to everybody, but
yeah,
only if you walked 400 kilometers in the last. Dude, why can't you switch it to miles, A? Or why can't we switch everything else to kilometer? I'm serious. This will be the thing that does it, that gets everybody on metric. Maybe it is actually a brilliant thing by Niantic or whatever. Just fucking switch everything to metric now.
Yeah, it's so dumb.
Anyway.
It's weird to have to think of, like, what is that? Miles? Whatever.
Yeah.
Miles. Why would we have a mile? Just arbitrary. Well, I guess they're all arbitrary.
But... Yeah.
There's no real unit. There's no true unit of measurement. Man,
dude, we still have guests left over from last week. We got to get to, by the way. Gosh, so many
guests.
I was waiting in the wings.
Warn everybody that this show is probably going to be it's another couple, probably 2 hours, just because we couldn't get all the guests last week. So I don't know. We'll see after editing, but I mean, depending on editing, probably.
Yeah, the raw files are just getting unmanageable. Yeah. It's hard.
Yeah. But it's worth it. We get a lot of good interview stuff.
Dude, I want to talk about Lydia for a minute, since you don't have anything. Couple things. Do you still do this? I don't know. Maybe it's different for you. But for me, there are things in my brain that'll never go away from our childhood. Like, there's, like, you know, this is probably true of pretty much everybody, I imagine. But expectations and little things that I just never... no matter how long I spend with Lydia, which is going on, I don't know, at least a couple of years by now. I don't know.
Yeah.
Phoebe is like almost 15, 16 months. So it's been at least that long. Well, plus the 9 months, somewhere in the neighborhood of 6 years or something. There's things I notice that I'm still waiting for the day when they're not going to be true. So like, one example is Lydia is just not ever annoyed by anything.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing. And it might just be her, but also...
I'm never not annoyed.
Yeah, no, she is the opposite of you. Sam, for the record, for everybody, is always annoyed by 100% of things all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
I'm not even like trying to be mean or talk shit. Like, it's just a fact. There's
Everything's annoying. Yeah.
You're always annoyed by everything.
Yeah.
And Lydia is, and I grew up with, you know, with you being annoyed with everything, with our dad being annoyed with everything. And so, like, I still, even though it's been 6 years of this, you know, I'm still like, maybe I'll be listening to a podcast on my phone or something, and I'll see that maybe she's trying to do something. I'm always thinking, oh shit, she's going to be like, oh, turn that off. You know, like, she's going to be like our dad and be like, ah, shut the, stop
shut
doing
the
whatever,
front door.
whatever we're doing. With our dad was annoying. Like if we weren't perfectly silent or gone, then it was annoying him at all times. And same thing, like I'll be practicing music or something. I'll always be like, God, this must be really annoying for her. Cause I got to repeat, you know, when you're trying to get good at something, you got to repeat the same bullshit you know, music or song or chord or whatever it is 1,000 times or exercise. And I'm always like, God, it's going to be the next repetition. She's just going to be like, can you just shut the fuck up with the music? Which will never happen. It will literally never happen. The only thing that ever annoys her is that I'm fucking deaf, so I can't hear anything. So I have to watch TV too loud. And I can't really blame her for that. That's just one of those things where, like, I'm deaf and she's the opposite of that. Like, she's hearing.
Hearful.
Hearful. Yeah, and so that's and it sucks because I've talked about this before, but like some shit is so unbalanced. God, can we fucking fix this with your action? Anything like certain shows and movies, the dialogue is like, oh, so we need to get to the thing, and then the explosions are, and it's like, there's no, you know, maybe if you both have perfect hearing, you could watch it at an acceptable level, but like, it's just meant for conflict. But anyway, that's the only thing. No other time will she ever get annoyed. But like, my brain still expects it every single time. I'm still like, oh, she's just, this must be annoying. I'm just going to annoy somebody. And it's like, it's weird. Like, well, I wish I could just, I wish my brain could just realize, okay, you don't live in the nightmare hellscape that is, you know, Sam and your dad being annoyed by everything. So just live it up. Just like, don't worry about anything. Just fucking make noise. Just do whatever. But it'll never change.
Yeah, it must be nice. I'd love to live like that. Not like you, but I mean like her. Like just not be annoyed.
Yeah. No, it's amazing. And the other thing I was going to say about it, and I don't know how much this is true of you. I think you some people are just, you know, you have that audio thing. What do they call that? That sound thing? Maybe you have that where just
I do have that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing you can do.
I have everything. I have the smell one, the sound, sights.
And
what are the senses? Feel? Yeah. Let's just run down the senses.
Stop touching things like that. Yeah.
Just yeah, textures. I don't like being touched. I don't like hearing things, seeing things, smelling things. All of it. It's probably some sort of like slight. Autism, but. Something, it's probably something like that.
Oh, that's interesting. No, I don't know about that, though. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. It could be.
I wouldn't be surprised if they said, oh, we figured out this thing that, and you have it. I'd be like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, it is true. You are sensitive to virtually everything is. And, I don't think I am. I think some things definitely annoy me, but not, you know, I'm not on over on Lydia's end of the fucking spectrum. I'm not saying that, but like, I'm definitely not where you are either. But yeah. I think with our dad, it's also, I don't think this is true with you. I think you're genuinely just a very sick person. But no, I think with our dad, a lot of it too comes with that narcissism of like, or it comes from that relationship power thing of like, oh, something you're doing is annoying. So that's a chance for me to be like, oh, you need to change your behavior and be sorry about it kind of thing. Do you feel like that's that way with dad a little bit?
I think his one, if I could summarize one personality difference between he and I is that anything that he's doing wrong or any actions that he's doing, it's like somehow he always has to justify them or like they always have to be someone else's fault. Like I don't do that. I know everything's what I do is my fault or whatever. It's still annoying, but like,
yeah. You're not in the delusional world that he's in, for sure.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's that it's a narcissistic thing or that he just can't, like he had to do that at some point in his life. He had to just be like, I can't accept, like, I don't know, like he didn't want to be weak ever or something, or something must have happened with his upbringing.
Maybe. Yeah, I guess it could be either of those. I was thinking more along the lines of, you know, everything with his relationship with our mom, which is just like, finding ways for him to be the victim all the time of stuff, you know? So like, I guess it's, is he actually just this annoyed by everything like you are, or is it an opportunity to be able to be mad at someone and kind of like have that emotional, like,
I don't know.
Take that emotional toll on somebody.
I don't know. I'll give you a perfect example of something that happened last night. I forgot about this. Of that would have happened to our dad and happened to me. And how, like, I just, it's, like, I now know, you know, I mean, I've known for probably since my early 20s. Probably took me in my mid 20s, but like.
Oh, I'm just going to tell the guests. Hold on a sec. Just, okay.
Huh? Oh, the guests. Yeah, they'll have to, they'll be on later.
They'll be, they're good. There's the green room. There's a lot of shit to do there.
So, you know, I've been playing Red Dead Redemption 2, and my, I work all day, and then I get home, and the kids scream from, I don't know, whatever time I get home until 10 o'clock when they finally go to bed. And so I have to endure all of that. And then if there's a Kings game or maybe a Sharks game or football, like I can sort of watch that and not focus on the kids screaming the whole entire night.
Man,
and fighting.
Your life is hell.
It sucks, yeah. And so then at like 10, I turn on that game and I want to specifically that game, you know, like Horizon Zero Dawn or whatever. Right. Those type of games where it's like a little bit of a story and you kind of like, at least at, now that I'm older, I really need to like turn off the lights, party's over.
Wow.
Now turn off the lights and like try to get into the game. You know, like I can't play that game with people around.
Oh, well, you also, I mean, in case everybody doesn't know this, you also have that hypervigilance thing of like you can't focus and you're noticing everything in the world. Yeah.
Yeah, I have everything. Every bad thing. Yeah. So I kind of wait until everything's calmed down. And then my wife's been working on her hobby and she was watching another show that I don't want to watch. So she'll go upstairs and do that. So I've been doing that lately. And that's, I feel good during that time because it's just like, you know, when you have anxiety, being able to distract yourself.
All you're doing is,
something.
You know, beating up helpless computer simulated.
Yeah. Murdering innocent computer people. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. So the other night I was, I've done that for, I mean, four or five times over the last couple of weeks, not every night, but, so I was, you know, I was feeling really crappy that it was a couple of days ago and I was like, yeah, all right, finally my time to do this. So I was doing that. And then, my wife was just like on, next to the couch with me on her phone. And I started, what happened was it was 10 o'clock and I was getting ready to play, but then she was sitting there and I was like, oh, you want to watch something? So we're kind of watching something. And then she wasn't really watching it. She was kind of like playing on her phone. And I was like, well,
oh yeah.
Like I'll just play my game. Like if you don't want to watch it or whatever, I wasn't being a jerk. And she was like, oh yeah, whatever. Okay. You can play. And I was like, okay. And so I turned the game on and then I was thinking like, well, all right, I guess I'll try to play the game with a person sitting right to the side.
Oh, you can't even have a person sitting with you? Oh man.
Well, not, you know, like a couple feet away, not like anywhere near me. And, for like an hour and a half, I played from 11 to like 12:30, and I kept thinking like any minute now she's just gonna go to bed. Like it's just a work tomorrow, and it's getting late, and then I'll because the lights are all on and you know everything, and I was like I'll just I was kind of like riding the horse around in circles, just like doing nothing.
You're in a holding pattern, stalling on your horse in the game.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Like mowing people's lawns.
Yeah, like picking up like coins or something.
Yeah.
Like rocks.
Fishing. And and the whole time, it was not exaggerating, it was at least an hour and a half of my brain going like you have to say something or do something so that you can have your time to feel, you know, relax or whatever.
Yeah.
But my wife's being fine. She's just sitting on the couch looking at her phone. She's being nice. Like she wasn't doing nothing. She was doing nothing wrong. And I was thinking, like, if I had let myself, I would have just said, like, hey, can I play my game, like, in the – I just want to play my game by myself. Can you go upstairs? You know, which is a total dick thing to say. Yeah. There's no possible way, especially my wife having lived with me for so long, is, who, you know, super sensitive to anything like that because she knows, like – it means she thinks, like, I hate her and I want to, you know, don't have any use for her or whatever. But I just, yeah, so I just sat there in silence for an hour and a half and the whole time, like the part of my vision that can see her on the side, you know, with her phone, that's what my brain is doing is like, look at that, look at it. It's right there. She's right there. Jesus. I can't even play it. Like I can't just sit there and watch the TV. And
you
just,
really have problems.
Yeah. It's terrible.
That sucks.
But the best I can do now is I just suffer for an hour and a half and then.
Now I'm curious. If this were me, now this is very much not me. I don't have that at all. That sucks. But if it were me, part of my like imagining that feeling, could it be from decades of our dad saying shitty, mean things to it? Like you're worried someone's going to see what you're doing and like judging you or is it just your focus thing, you think?
No, well, I mean, I'm not always that bad. I've just had a really bad, like, couple weeks of anxiety. Yeah. Okay. All day, I'm, like, suffering all day, and that's, like, the time where I could really right. feel relaxed. So it's that's why I think the whole point of that story is that I think when the feeling is that strong of whatever, I'm sure our dad has the same type of feeling of just an extreme annoyance, but it's totally stupid. Like, it's no one's fault except for whatever's wrong with his brain. I think maybe his is so strong or was so strong that he just couldn't – like, I guess I felt the feeling of, like, I need to say this because even if – even pissing off my wife will be less painful than me getting – you know, than me having to sit an hour and a half and do this or whatever.
Well, I mean, to be fair, couldn't he have found just something else to do or gone somewhere?
Not really. That's the problem. When you don't feel good, there's, like – most of the things that you enjoy become not enjoyable. And then, like, if I can find like one or two things that are enjoyable, then that's like all I can really do. Yeah. And our part of it is our house sucks. Like, we don't, I need to build like something that goes up into the sky, like above the house, a couple, like a, maybe a mile with like a computer and video games and a separate house. No, yeah, we don't. I don't have
you tried? Yeah, have you tried just like leaving your family?
Did I tell you that? But yeah, that's one of my favorite things. It's the first time I went to a psychiatrist.
Oh man, no, I don't think you've told me this.
Yeah, well, so I went in and I was just telling him like, yeah, it's. I think it was. It wasn't the first time I went to a psychiatrist. It was the first time I went to like this different one that was part of this more serious thing I went to and. And I was like really bad, and he goes. So I said, "Yeah, it's just you know my kids like I can't because my kids they literally scream at each other for 3 hours, and there's nothing anyone can do about it. They'll play nicely for you know 20 minutes, and then it's dad this and that. I just can't even. I don't care. Like I can't even handle it. But so I think I told him I was like, yeah, it's just tough. Like I don't like being at home. Like I just want to be gone all the time, and it's I can't handle my kids screaming and." I, you know, I feel terrible about it because it's not, they're just being kids. Like they're not, you know, it's just what kids do. And he goes, yeah. And he asked me like, so are you thinking of leaving your family? And I was like, what? Is that, that's an option? I thought I was coming here to fix whatever was wrong with me. Not like, it was a weird thing to say that like,
right.
Like that's, yeah. Don't even offer me that option. I thought, why would I be here? I would just leave my family. I'm obviously trying to not leave my family. Of course I never would. I can't even imagine doing that. How shitty of a person you'd be to do something like that. But that's one of my favorite things is he earnestly, like it was just totally honestly asked me like, so basically like, when are you?
Yeah.
Are
I mean, that's probably statistically what most assholes just do. Like just fuck this.
I've never ever thought of doing that. Like not even for a split second,
man. I have nothing but sympathy for your condition or whatever. I don't mean this to sound like bad or anything, but I'm just really thankful I don't have that.
Like,
you should be. That sucks. Yeah. I need to take a minute to appreciate of all the things that are failing in my body lately from hockey. Like I can't, everything's hurts all the time. I can't keep up with it. At least I am able to just kind of be comfortable. Like I don't have a,
I don't really have that, especially lately. I had a good run. Like the last year, I had like an 8 month period where I was pretty good, where that kind of stuff didn't.
It's we all fucking like, golfing. We gotta get out there. We gotta golf.
Yeah.
In the smoke, breathe it in, get lung cancer. Great.
Yeah. I've had a lot of stupid stuff happen lately, but I'm not always that bad. It's just the last couple months have been really bad. So everything, it's like once I get more sensitive to stuff, it just is more sensitive, and it's hard for me to calm down. And I'll get more calmed down eventually, exercise more. And, all that kind of stuff. And, it won't be that bad. I don't live like that every day of my life. It's just lately every day of my life. But anyway, I think going back to our dad, I think he just had to somehow in his mind had to be like, this is someone else's fault. The way I'm feeling is so bad that it has to be other people's fault or whatever anyone did was so painful. Like when we would, you know, make noise or ask him stupid questions that he didn't want to answer. It was like so mentally painful for him to deal with it that he just had no other choice but to like get us to stop doing it. I guess that's the best. That's my best guess. I don't.
Well, and mom enabling rather than mom being like, hey, this is your problem. She's obviously always like enabling it.
Yeah, that's interesting because I don't, because my wife is the opposite of that. She really doesn't let me get away with anything. So I don't know if maybe if she did that, I would be like that too. Like if she from the very beginning was like, oh yeah, well, I'll just, you know, I'll put muzzles on the kids and, you know, like maybe I would have been like, oh yeah, okay, cool. And I'd probably feel better right now. I'd probably feel a bunch happier. My kids would just be miserable and then the cycle would continue. But, yeah, the biggest thing is I don't have my own room anymore. I used to have an office where if I felt like that, I could go in there and do it. But there's no, I don't have anywhere to go. I got no place else to go. So I don't know if I should build like some sort of soundproof booth or something in this. I have an upstairs.
You should buy an
loft.
Office where you're, you already have that.
Yeah, I mean, I have an office. And
that's like and it was nearly a 93-second drive from your house. So.
Yeah, but. Yeah,
no, I know. That's,
I mean, I could just live there.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm just kidding.
Should I be home around my kids? Probably. I don't know.
No.
I'm probably doing them more harm than good, even being around them. I'm sure.
You
I
need
am.
To try to pick a good. I feel like you should try to have a good hour or something. Like, okay, I'm going to be a dad for an hour and just put up with it and then just get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, they've tried that. I mean, I've talked to psychiatrists for years and they're like, one guy was like, try to think of your kids' noise as like, you know, you have healthy, happy young kids and they just are, and I go, yeah, I know that. I don't, obviously I know that. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
That's like, it's like saying, try to think of a knife cutting your hand as like a,
it's good that you have a knife. Yeah.
Yeah. Or like your blood is getting to release from your body and it's, or something. It's doesn't, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's, some people are able to do that. Maybe I'm wrong and I just haven't committed to the.
I don't know.
I can't change the way I think about it, but it's just annoying. There's no other way to say it. If you don't have this thing that I have, whatever it is, anxiety, it's painful. It's like it actually hurts to hear loud noises or whatever, or just people being annoying. It's not like a, I'm like, oh, that's slightly unpleasant. It's like, it's hell.
Can you just wear like noise canceling headphones your whole life, maybe?
Yeah, I would like to. I would like to build a ball that I just live inside of.
The bubble, but yeah.
Yeah, and I just don't smell anything or hear anything. I hired a new helper at my office that wore a cologne on the first day, and I was just quit. I was just canceled my whole
Handed
business.
Over the business to him. Just
yeah, I was like, all right, I'm out. That's. I had a good run. I had to text him and be like, hey, you can't wear fucking, don't wear anything. Don't even, just take a shower with the plainest soap you can find and the plainest shampoo and the plainest deodorant. And that's, otherwise it burns my nose and my throat gets all scratchy. It's unbelievable. I can't even function.
How do you have so many fucking things?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not making it up, though.
I can transfer
the feelings to you.
I know. Or anybody. I do not doubt that you're.
Yeah, it's not fake. I don't know how this got into talking about how shitty of a person I am.
Well, I was going to talk about the other thing that. Now, this is something that I'm going to be more on your end than the Lydia end of the spectrum, which is. I was texting you about this last night, but I. So Lydia has a big, you know, promotion interview today. Probably.
Yeah.
I think like right now, actually. It's probably happening as we speak. And it's one of those things where she should get the fucking job. Like it's one of those ones that was pretty much created for her because she's amazing and does everything. So she better fucking get it. But still, like I've done a few of those and I still get just as fucking nervous. There's no chance I'm ever not nervous. And she's definitely been a little preoccupied with it. Like she's been, you know, she's been thinking about it and a little worried about it and stuff. And, so last night I was like working on my thing and she was like, oh, I'm going to go upstairs. And the other thing about Lydia and our relationship is she passes out at like fucking any time. We watch TV until she passes out and, you know, she's pregnant. So there's that. Like, she's also just tired all the time.
Have you announced that on the show yet? I don't think.
Oh, no, I guess I didn't say it. I did on Facebook. So,
Or
did I? Yeah, I did. Yeah, no, anyway, shoeshine announcement, pregnant thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's going to be fun. Well, that's due April 15th and tax day. And,
tax day, yeah.
So anyway, she's pregnant. She's tired. You know, no, that's just her. She just falls asleep. It's totally works fine. She falls asleep at like 10, and then I stay up all night, and then I wake her up and we go upstairs. But anyway, last night she was, you know, she's kind of preparing for an interview. And so she was already upstairs. I assume getting ready or whatever. And so I was kind of doing my thing, working downstairs, that kind of thing. And about like, it was what, like maybe 11:30, you know, so kind of late for her, but not, you know, not that late. I finally like, I'm going to go upstairs and try to go to bed early. Plus I figured like, oh, she'll be working. She'll be doing something. Maybe I can go up and we can hang out and maybe I could help her relax or something, whatever it is. Cause you know, she's got the interview tomorrow. I pop upstairs. She's passed the fuck out. I go upstairs. She's not, and it's not just like, oh, she fell asleep on a pile of papers where she was. It was like, she was all ready for bed. Totally. Just everything was ready. She was in bed, done, just done for the night. And I just thought like, it's awesome. Like and I'm not to say that she's not nervous for her thing. She definitely, you know, she definitely is a little nervous, but like nervous in a more human being type way, you know, like where nervous in the way that people used to talk about nerves in high school. And I would want to fucking kill them because they would say, you know, for cross country or whatever, wrestling, they'd be like, oh yeah, if you're nervous, you know, just use that energy to, and I'd be like, what the fuck? It paralyzes me. I would get so nervous that I could not breathe or do anything. Like I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's like, anyway, so that would always make me, and you know, later on, I understand like some people get nervous and some people are like me who just have paralyzing fucking panic anxiety before sports or playing music or anything in front of people.
Yeah.
But anyway, I mean, to varying degrees, but anyway, I just thought that was so funny because if it were me, even though I know that it's, you know, I'm qualified for the job, I got, you know, and I did a few of those interviews toward the end of my career where I was 100% overqualified, knew I should get it, didn't even want the job because I was going to fucking quit anyway. And I'm still like, I'm still nervous all day. The night before, I would have been trying to make myself go to sleep like all night, you know, and it was just so funny because she's just passed out. I just thought, yeah, that must be nice. That must be really nice.
Yeah, I wish I could just, they could just figure out like, oh, this brain has all this stuff.
And yeah.
Just put that in this brain and it's fine. It'll happen, right? They'll announce it like the day after I die.
We finally found a cure for everything disease. Yeah. We've discovered and cured on the same day.
My
everything.
Last breath of it.
Your last breath will be like and it'll be an annoying sound that like annoys you to death. yeah. Like the
he
radio
died
where
from
they're making
annoying
the
himself. Yeah.
So anyway, that's awesome, and I'm very thankful for Lydia in every way. It must be nice.
Yeah, my wife doesn't have any of those either. She's not annoyed at anything either. It's weird that I mean,
really?
She's annoyed at me, but
yeah,
not
I was
like
say, I feel any, like. Oh, okay, annoyed at you. Yeah.
Who wouldn't be annoyed at
me? Yeah.
But yeah, it's weird that we. I wonder what it'd be like if we accidentally had married another person who had those kind of things. Jesus.
Yep, I know. So well, I got some more random shit. Unless you thought of stuff.
No, I don't have anything. I've just been shaking. I've just been
miserable. Yeah,
holding my knees to my chest in the corner for
yeah, fair
two
enough.
Weeks. So.
Well, I'll talk about more random bullshit. God, let me just tidy up a couple of notes from Hawaii. That I had left over. First off, aloha. It just means hello and goodbye, right? I mean, that's all it is.
Yeah, I think so.
And I was just thinking about it. It's not only is it they you know, they say aloha and whatever. Not only do they have their fucking state motto, right? Or their state nickname or whatever the fuck it is the Aloha State. They got the flights over, which, you know, Hawaiian Airlines, which you did a series of investigatory journalistic endeavors looking into it, actually owned by Hawaii, like it's actual Hawaiian owned thing. And it's all about like, oh, experience aloha, aloha, aloha. Everything's aloha, aloha. And I was just thinking like, it's just hello, right? It was, what is it like? Imagine if Nevada was like, oh, we're the hello state.
We're the hey.
Hey, yeah. Howdy. It's like, what?
That's Montana's experience, like the howdy state.
Experience hello in Montana. Yeah.
Yeah. California's like the yo state. Yeah.
Well, now that
what,
I say
what
it,
up
it's actually,
state.
Yeah. Experience what up. And
yeah.
It's just funny. Like, it's such a big, I mean, I guess the whole thing is like, it's, to everybody else in every other state but Hawaii, who's not Hawaiian. It's like a, you know, it's a novelty thing. It's sort of, I guess the word kind of is meant to embody their whole culture that's different than our, I don't know, something like that. But it's just funny when you think about it. Like, it's still just hello. The hello state.
Yeah, it's not like a kind of Matata. It's not like a longer.
Yeah, it's not. Thing where
like, oh, what does that translate to?
Exactly.
Roughly, it's enjoy the breeze and the sand of the islands.
Touch your toes to the sands and the waters of our pineapple.
Hiya.
Yeah.
Hi.
No, but and it's goodbye. So it's just right. Yeah. That's that's exactly the point I was thinking of. Like, and it would be cool if it was some Hawaiian, like, you know, motto that meant something or had a translation that, but it's just, hi. And then the other thing I wanted to, I think the last thing from Hawaii was the shave ice. We didn't get to talk about the shave ice.
Oh, yeah.
And this is smart because this is what, you know, we give away tens, hundreds of million-dollar business ideas every year on this show. And one thing I've realized that if you can just get the reputation, this is obvious, everyone knows this, but I really experienced it with the shave ice. The best shave ice in the planet, apparently, is what we had. I even bought the shirt just because I like shirts, but I don't even remember what it's called. But we supposedly went to the best shave ice on the world. We had to drive halfway across an island or all the way across an island for the best shave ice in the earth.
Yeah.
And it was fine. Tasted like shaved ice, and so it had some ice cream in it. So that's anytime you put ice cream in something, that's good. And I realized all you need is the reputation of being the best thing there is, and then that's it. You don't need to do it. Human brains will do the rest. Like, if you get the best reputation, it's the same for some of these Bordeaux wines that I had that are like tens of thousands of dollars. They're not tens of thousands of dollars good. They're just, if you just somehow cultivate that reputation of like, oh, no. The best shave ice is going to be in this little fucking part of Hawaii where you drive to. That's the best. By the way, we went to the shave ice. There was some shitty musician playing that was terrible to listen to. And there was a line out the door. This was not a casual shave ice. This was a serious business. There's a line, they had like, what do you call it? Turnstile or no, what do you call those little ribbons and stuff, all that stuff. They had that like set up. Is that turnstile? No, turnstiles is the thing. I don't know.
The thing that turns, yeah.
Yeah. they had that
roped
all set
off.
Up. Yeah. This was every day here. Like every day everyone goes to the best shave ice in the world. And it's still just some ice with sugar water in it. It's fine. It's sweet sugar ice with ice cream, actually.
Yeah.
So it's not.
It's okay.
It's fine. It's good. I enjoyed it. But for me, pretty much every ice cream I have is the best ice cream in the earth. Like, I like ice cream so much that it doesn't. The difference between the best and the worst. Well, okay. There's some pretty bad. Our dad found a way to buy us the shittiest, cheap, disgusting, like plasticky tasting ice cream as kids. What was that? God, it was like in a tub,
so
and it just tasted like shit. We still ate it, but it was barely worth it. Like, it was so gross. But that aside, like, virtually any, you know, meant for humans ice cream, like consumer grade ice cream, is pretty much just delicious, yummy goodness for me. And so the difference between the best and the middle of the road is not even enough to warrant a journey. You know, like if they're right next to each other, sure, okay, I'll go to the one that's supposed to be better and get that or something. But like, if the best is like three blocks away and the middle, totally middle of the road, nothing ice cream is right here, I'll just get whatever's closest because what I'm trying to say is like, there's not that many gradations of difference in fucking shaved ice. It's just sweet ice, it's sweet sugar water ice. That's all it is.
Yeah, it's all delicious.
Am I crazy? Yeah, it's all good. It's nothing wrong with it. But yeah, the lines out the door, just unbelievable. It took us like a fucking hour for Lydia, you know, for the people who sat in that line to get the shave ice. I wasn't going to do it. But I just thought it was all you need is the reputation. You don't even worry about making a good product. That doesn't matter. Just put all your effort. Like, start some fucking bullshit shop or store or restaurant, whatever it is somewhere, and then just work on telling everyone somehow that it's the best. Like, that's all that matters. Nothing else matters. Just that.
Yeah. Humans love to feel like they're involved in whatever the best thing is. So once it starts going, it's like, I was at the best shave ice.
Right.
I'm going to tell everyone else when they go to Hawaii.
It has to involve a pain in the ass. It can't be corporate, obviously. It has to be like, okay, it's mom and pop, first of all. Those are the only people who could ever make anything good, according to human brains. Yep. And it's mom and pop. It's got to be a little out of the way, off the beaten path. You know, a little out of... there's got to be something hard about it, like something annoying about it. You want a little bit of scarcity, a little bit of, you know? Those are the things that humans are like, no, this is the best. I'm going to tell my friend. I'm the genius who knows this. I've been to... Did you go to the shave ice that was right on the resort? Okay.
Yeah, garbage. Fucking,
yeah, I don't know what the hell you're doing there. That's... All right, anyway, the real bullshit Sweetwater ice. The real sugar syrup ice thing is the drive across the fucking ocean. Yeah, it doesn't... That's all it is. That's everything, pretty much.
I had a shave... Well, not on this trip, but on... First time a couple years ago, I had one at a stand that was kind of where we walked to dinner that last night. Mm-hmm. There was a stand over there, and we had one, and it was exactly the same as the one I had in 100 miles away in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
Exactly the same.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't, and, if you know, did a blind taste test, you would have said, this is...
Oh, yeah, that's what I wish we could do. Yeah. Like, I wish we could all do blind taste tests for all this stuff.
Yeah. Let's just be blind, and then... I want to do it.
I don't like being the asshole, but at the same time, sometimes things are annoying enough to where I do kind of want to be I want to be the asshole who, when the person tells you, okay, you need to drive 800 miles across the ocean to get the perfect shave ice, I want to just be like, okay, put this to the test. Like, I'll get a, prepare a sample of 5-6 different shave ices, and I want to see you have any fucking idea, including one I'll just make, by the way. Like, I'll just fucking get some ice out of my freezer and, like, put just some sugar syrup. Yeah. mash
just
up.
Just an ice tray popsicle toothpick.
And there's no way you'll have any fucking idea.
No.
Anyway, that reminded me of something I was going to say. Oh, well, I was going to say, you know, obviously street hot dogs are the fucking best. So now that I think about it, if we compare... You know, shave ice to shave ice, hot dogs to hot dogs. Maybe the street vendor shave ice is like the good shave ice. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's just when you break down the ingredients that could possibly be in anything, they're all the same. Like, it's not.
Yeah.
My favorite goes for thing really is the, everything. It's, I don't know. It's
it weird. Does go for everything. My favorite thing is the people who think that sugar tastes way better than high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah.
It's indistinguishable. I'm telling you. Yeah. I bet you anything. The only reason they would do it here is because the stupid subsidies. It doesn't, like, it's not better or worse anywhere. It's just the money. That's all it is.
Yeah.
It's all sugar. It's just sweetness, sugar. People are like, oh, yeah, if you get a soda in Mexico or something, you know, somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah.
It's real sugar. So it tastes so much better. And I've tried it. It's fine. It's the same. It's sugar. It's a sweet beverage.
Yeah, everyone just has to make shit up constantly.
Yeah, oh man. God, I had a couple other... By the way, I just got a message from Lydia, and she isn't listening, by the way, because we're recording this now. And she said, oh, I was definitely nervous. So, you know, I'm not saying she doesn't get nervous. She gets nervous, but I don't think she has the same level of, like, anxiety that, you know...
Yeah, everybody gets nervous for her.
I would have, yeah.
I thought you were going to say she was messaging you, like, can you hurry up and finish up your dumb podcast? I'm sick of hearing you talk. Up there in the room.
Yeah, like all the way from work. It wouldn't work. I never could. It, like, if there was the woman version of your thing, like, had all your annoyances, it would never. Everything I do is annoying all the time. I'm an annoying person 24 hours a day, making noise, recording podcast, doing shit.
Yeah, now your one man band thing you're trying to do, the whole get up. Yeah.
The only non annoying thing I do is just walk around and get Pokemon all day.
Yeah, it'll get annoying for everybody around you.
Oh, man, let's see. What's the time looking like? We got, let's just wait on the guests still here. Dude, I got to say, this is not Hawaii related, but I did behold, what am I trying to say? I saw something on the way to Hawaii that was, all right, I don't know how to introduce this, but every once in a while, you know, you see something that's been in the ether, like just in the atmosphere of the planet, of the world, of culture forever, but you haven't seen it in a while, and maybe you're me, and you think about it, and you realize, what the fuck is this? And for me, that was on the plane. I would, you know, the person, you can always see everybody, everybody's watching, because you can't not. Yeah. It's,
yeah.
Like, it's everywhere. It's right there. So we got the person like a seat or two ahead of me and to the left across the aisle. So perfect, you know, a perfect field of vision. I can't not see what they're watching at all times. And they're watching the part of the, I think it was one of the things that was free on the Hawaii Airlines entertainment or something was, dude, Tom and Jerry.
Yeah.
Which is an old timey horrific cartoon in which a mouse and a cat murder each other and kill each other, mutilate each other over and over for an hour, and it never ends, and they can't die the whole time. I imagine there doesn't seem to be any dialogue, but if there were, the whole time I imagine it would be just kill. Will this to one time? Maybe it'll work. Maybe I'll die this one time. They're just caught in a purgatory of horrific violence forever. What the fuck is Tom and Jerry?
Yeah, it's weird.
It's got to be. Now I got to Google. It's probably from what? From the fucking 50s or something? It seems old.
Yeah, Tom, it's really old.
Jerry. Why was the? It must be what the Itchy and Scratchy is modeled after, yeah, right?
Of course.
Dude, original release 1940. Wow. Yeah. That's old as shit. It's just a cat and a mouse. And in a way, I guess it's kind of realistic. If there was an immortal cat and mouse, they would just probably murder each other all day. But it's weird. Like, this is the kind of thing where you're like, hey, let's show our kids. Sit down, kids, and watch a cat murder a mouse, try to murder a mouse, but the mouse is also going to murder the cat all the time in horrific violence forever. Right? Hey,
yeah,
kids.
Amazing.
The weirdest thing. I just was watching this. I was like, at a certain point, there's like a golf one, and like they're hitting each other with the clubs, you know, and like I think the cat's fucking driving the mouse like off a tee, like just fucking just bludgeoning the mouse with a golf club, you know, forever.
It's disgusting.
And like, yeah, it's just like, what the fuck? And of course, it's cartoony. There's no blood. There's no, yeah, so it's fine. It's good, clean fun. It's weird. How has this existed for 80 years? And I'm sure somebody's made this point before, but it's fucking weird. I don't get it. Who thought this was a good idea?
Yeah, I wonder what's different back then that they were like, let's have kids shows where there's murder going on. I don't know.
Really weird.
Is it still on now?
I don't know. I have no idea. Probably not. I don't know.
Well, you said someone was watching it on
the plane. Well, it was on the goddamn plane, but it's probably, you know, just an old cartoon forever.
Oh, yeah. I'm yeah, thankfully think. It's kind of died off. I don't think.
Yeah, I don't really. I mean, I feel like this is a theme now when you're talking about your Red Dead Redemption. You're talking about that. I actually do think it's pretty fucking stupid in our society how we're terrified to death of like nudity and stuff, but just horrific violence is fine. Like, that's pretty much okay in everything.
Yeah.
Like even like the news or the, you know, even stuff that's kind of for kids, we don't really care. Which is fucking backwards because pretty much everyone in their life should, if they lead a good life, experience a fair amount of nudity. Like that should just be a part of your life eventually. Whereas hopefully if all goes well, you won't, you know, have to go through horrific fucking violence. It's the opposite of what it should be. I don't understand it. Never will.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
Weird.
I played a lot of violent, you know, video games as a teenager and stuff, and never made me violent, so I don't really know.
No, I'm not, but that's not what I'm saying. I just think it's weird that we even do that. You know, like, why do we even bother having a cartoon of a cat and mouse killing each other and over and over? Like, why can't, isn't there anything else that they could be doing?
So you're saying a cat and a mouse having sex over and over and over would be more.
It would. Okay, I'm not vying for that. I'm saying if we were robots, that would be more logical. Like, that would actually, that should be the thing that's like, okay, that's less bad than than what anything else. Yeah, although it'd probably be two cats or two.
Yeah.
You know, the interspecies thing. Maybe that's a little weird. Yeah, no, it's weird. Anyway, so I just saw that and thought it was the fucking weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it doesn't hold up now. It doesn't really make sense in today's.
No.
Yeah. Well, like in the 80s, they went to like G.I. Joe and all that, where like there's always shooting, but no one ever dies. Like it's just.
Yeah, that's an, like, is explosions. That better? Yeah, I don't know.
It's still violence, but there's no like. But
that's
no,
what they. One time I read one of those, you know, you read those random ass articles online. One was like, why was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 so bad? And I had to click on it because I was like, well, news to me. Hey,
yeah.
I remember 8-year-old me remembers that as being a stellar film. But apparently they like that kind of thing happened for that movie where they never use their weapons ever. Like to the point where, remember when they're caught in that net, you know? The article was like, yeah, what's his name? Fucking Donatello, somebody has fucking swords, is the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah.
One of them has swords and they're caught in a net and they don't even use the swords to get out of the net. Cause like somebody complained, like they don't want the violence. You know, so they don't really use their actual weapons. There's like just weird cartoony violence. I don't know. Is that better? Maybe. I guess it might be.
Yeah. Yeah, they only use them to like block stuff, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. Freaking yeah. Turtles. Anyway, Turtles 2 rules.
Yeah.
As does. Well, no, Turtles 3 is awful.
That's what they say. But that was the only one I owned. So I watched it over and over. And I still like to think that it was probably great, but it wasn't. Not. Yeah,
I watched it with the kids. Remember, I talked about it on the show.
Oh,
I think, like,
really?
2 or 3 years ago, it was like it's really not good. Turtles 1 and 2 are amazing.
Turtles 1 is
five
great.
Star,
yeah.
Five thumbs up.
five turtle fingers up.
I think they won best picture, both of them. Turtles 1 and 2.
Certainly both best turtle related picture.
Raphael got screwed on the best actor.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I remember.
I don't know why they had Donatello was supporting when he should have been leading. I don't know why they put him in that category. Yeah. No, the first one I do remember is being good, but I could be crazy about that too. Anyway, we got to get out of here. But I gotta finally tell about this weird fucking dream I had. For the bonus, it was a depressing weird dream. So prepare to be bummed out. But that's this little teaser. Hop on over to patreon.com/shoeshine. Thanks to our new patrons, by the way. We had some people sign up. Appreciate it. Hope you're enjoying the bonus extra. And for all you other losers, we'll see you next week.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.